Hello and welcome to Her Ambitious Career, the success podcast for corporate women who want more from their lives and careers. Each week, we share career and leadership strategies to help you set stretching goals, own your value, build visibility and credibility, gain recognition, get paid, and confidently take your career to that next level. Whatever your ambition, let's do this thing. Now, here's your host and career success expert, Rebecca Allen.
Hey, ladies, welcome on in. My name is Rebecca Allen, and I'm a career success coach for ambitious corporate women. So if that's you, I'm super duper excited that you're here because we're all about sharing practical advice, practical tips. I've been doing this now for a very, very long time. I absolutely love what I do and I am here for you. I am here to share my experiences. I'm here to share my client stories with you, my client successes, what we learn along the journey and all the strategies that we put in place in our career strategy sessions, in our personal branding sessions, in our leadership and communication skills coaching sessions. So today, I really wanted to share a little lesson. I think it's a lesson, more of a kind of a life's lesson, all about the concept of perfectionism. And perfectionism is something that I have definitely struggled with in the past. I have called myself in the past a recovering perfectionist, yes, because I think it's true. And I do think it's something that is quite challenging for a lot of people to overcome, self included, because it becomes part of your identity. It becomes part of your makeup. It becomes part of how you get stuff done. Am I right? And if you know, and you're anything like me, it can be really challenging to actually challenge that pattern of perfectionism. You have to really want to set up and do something about it if you know it's affecting you. And that's why I thought it'd be really interesting to share a story with you about this today, because I see it all the time in my business. I see a lot of women are struggling with that concept of wanting to offer themselves across every single possible level, all at the same time, equally, with all their might, with all their passion, with all their energy. And, you know, it's not sustainable. And we're seeing more and more that people are feeling burned out. We're seeing more and more that women are being pulled in every which direction. You know, it's not a sustainable practice. So look, I wanted to share this story with you. And it's really based on it's a lockdown story. We all have a lockdown story, don't we? Of when we're all shut down, locked away from the world due to COVID-19. And during our lockdown last year here in Sydney, we were looking for something really positive, you know, to do with the children. We were all at home, working from home, schooling from home, you know, doing everything from home. And we decided we were going to plant a lemon tree. And we planted this lemon tree in the garden, and I've always actually wanted a lemon tree. I love the smell of lemons. I love the idea of growing fruit in the garden. I love how they look, but most of all, I do like a gin and tonic. And to be honest, they're only good when they've got a really lovely slice of lime in them, or lemon in them rather. So, you know, we needed a lemon tree. And we watched this little tree grow over the 18 months. You know, we really nurtured it. We really watered it, you know, made sure that we're living in Sydney, so you've got to water these things. And it actually was quite cathartic. It made us really happy, you know, as a group, as a family group, watching this thing grow. And it did. It really did grow pretty quickly. And then all of a sudden it was spring and we started to see the first flowers emerge, which was extremely exciting. They're really pretty lemon tree flowers. And we could actually count them because there weren't that many at the time, right? Because it was quite a small tree to start with, a sapling, I suppose you'd call it. And there were 12 flowers to start with. And to be honest, that was exciting during lockdown. You hear me, right? You know, it's like, let's count the flowers on the lemon tree. That is top level exciting. And I know that, yeah, I've got a friend who has lots of fruit trees in her garden, and my parents always had fruit trees. And, you know, I've seen really mature, really established trees bear a lot of fruit, right? So my hopes weren't high for our little sapling, but I know those big trees can actually grow quite a lot, right? And they can sort of spill out tons and tons and tons of fruit over the season. But our little tree was really, really little dinky baby tree, right? And I wasn't sure what it was capable of growing or if it was going to grow anything at all. So of course, what did I do? I went to Google, Dr. Google for everything, green-fingered Google, as I called it. And look, there was something that I read on there which helped quite a lot. I'm going to actually read it to make sure that I say it correctly. So this was what I found on Google. It said, new fruit trees might not bear fruit for the first few years. And when they do, the first lemons might never mature and simply fall off. So all your efforts for nothing. This is just the tree learning how to fruit. But don't worry, your yield the following season may be more successful. So despite being a little bit sad, a little bit disappointed that I'd probably have to put off making that homemade lemonade for the kids, because that's what they wanted, and putting that slice of lemon in my G&Ts, I think I was going to have to hold that off for a little bit longer, maybe a few more months, maybe a few more years. You know what? It made me compelled to want to love and nurture this little lemon tree even more. I saw the tree, I suppose, like a little child. You know, you're sort of nurturing it and you're just willing it to grow. It's sort of practicing how to make fruit. It's learning what works. It was learning what doesn't work. It was learning that, you know, I have to grow some stuff, they'll fall off, and then I'll work out how to grow the fruit that's going to stay on the stem next time. But every single time it was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. With every little loss that it had, every single lemon that fell off, it was actually getting a stronger tree. And so I decided I wasn't going to be sad if those flowers didn't actually eventuate into any fruit. And I wasn't going to be sad or disappointed if any fruit that we did get just prematurely fell off the stem. Although I was a bit disappointed, I was. I have to be honest, I was a little bit disappointed at the concept, because all that hard work, all that watering, all that nurturing, all that love, and the fruit's just going to fall off. But the reality is, as I looked at it, I thought that little lemon tree is getting stronger every single day. And it was never striving to be perfect in the first place. Which, of course, brings me round to you, lovely lady listening in. We women can fall into that trap too, can't we, of trying to get perfection right from the get-go. You know, from every sort of which way we look, we're trying to be perfect. And that means that we're also brutally hard on ourselves, right? Or we want to have all the answers fully covered. We want to have all the I's dotted, all the T's crossed. We have to work extraordinarily hard to deliver. We have to make everything that we do absolutely perfect. But the problem with that is perfectionism is a really, really brittle strategy. And the only one who's going to break is only ever going to be you. The work won't break. Your boss won't break. But you will. One thing that I have seen being a career coach, I've been a career coach now for over 13 years for working with corporate women just like you, is that so many women really push themselves to the brink, to their absolute limits, and sell themselves on that idea that that's normal behavior. So they tell themselves, this is how to do it. This is how I get results. This is how I can be successful. I have to just keep pushing and pushing and trying to get that extra 1%. And I saw a story, you may have seen it too, on LinkedIn. It was just this week, actually. And it was a story that a lady had posted of herself. And it's quite unusual to see such a raw story. But she was lying in a hospital bed with tubes, you know, up her nose. Not really the usual thing you see on a LinkedIn feed. But she was a corporate woman. She was quite a senior, senior leader within a corporate company. And she had had a heart attack. And she was showing everybody this picture of her lying in this bed, having had this heart attack. And in the post, I couldn't help but read it. It was really interesting. She was sharing all these activities that she'd been doing that had led her to have this heart attack. She was talking about having a crazy workload. She was talking about her international schedule. She was in Geneva one week and then New York the next. She was juggling her work with raising children. She was managing also a nanny because the husband also worked overseas sometimes. She said that she was on the school PTA committee. She was deeply committed to having this rigorous exercise routine and keeping up with all her friends and family and making sure that everybody else around her was always happy and felt connected to her. But obviously from that whole long list, it went on and on and on, to be honest. I've given you a slice of what she shared. But something has to give in all that, and it clearly was her. She was only in her 30s, I think, and she'd had a heart attack. So look, the thing that I see is with perfectionism, it could come up in lots of different ways. And two of the ways that I see it come up a lot with women, particularly the ones I work with and also my friends. And certainly I can identify with this myself. Like I say, I'm a recovering perfectionist. I've definitely struggled with this in the past. But it's that idea of trying to take on 50 roles, like the lady in the LinkedIn example, and trying to do them all to the absolute best, utmost of your ability, and trying to do them 100% of the time, 100% well, all the time, all at the same time. So I think that's one version of perfectionism. And I think the second one is that concept of just working extremely hard and trying to perfect your work so that it's that 1% better. You're literally busting your guts, all those extra hours, to get that 1% extra outcome. That's really what perfectionism is. It's about getting that 1% extra outcome. But what's behind it all? What's behind that perfectionism? What's going on? So really, it's fear, right? If we think about it, it's a fear. There's a deep-seated fear that you're going to be judged negatively for not doing all of these things, not, you know, answering every phone call from your friends, not going to that business trip, not being able to juggle it all, not getting to that PTA meeting, not doing the exercise you're supposed to do this week. But we're basically fearing being judged by other people or by ourselves for not getting it all done. I think there's also a deep-seated fear of being rejected by other people. You're not good enough if you can't do it all and get it all done in the time frame that you're saying. But here's the thing, because I'm a coach and because I'm here to challenge you and because that's my job, whether you like it or not, that's what I'm here to do every single week. What if you could achieve the incredible outcomes without trying to be perfect from the get-go, just like my little lemon tree? What if you could still bear fruit, but you don't do it perfect from the first time you try? What if you chose right from the beginning of any process that you start that this is actually going to be a learning curve? It's going to be messy. There are going to be mistakes, and the mistakes are okay because you're learning, because you're growing, because you're going to be able to give back different stuff because of those experiences. And what if you told yourself that all the effort that goes into making anything 100% perfect just isn't worth the cost? You know, what is it costing you to bust your guts, to try and be all and everything to everybody? What's the cost on you? Does it really get you the outcome that you really want? Because that's the thing that I remember having conversations with friends on this before, where they sort of say, I try so hard with my mother-in-law, for example, and, you know, I just don't get anywhere. I try everything. I do this, I do that, I do the other, but still I don't get the outcome I want. I don't have that great relationship with this person. So is it worth it? Is it worth the cost? Is it worth that energy? What if you realized, if you wanted to do things differently, what if you realized that all that extra work won't actually improve your work or your outcomes by enough of a percentage to make any difference anyway? You know, I've had conversations over the years so many times about this concept of working late hours, long hours, you know, to try and get something more perfect. But if you think about it, if you delivered that presentation today or tomorrow after you've spent another 20 hours poring over it, is that presentation going to get you a different outcome? Is it going to get you a 20% different outcome? Probably not. The difference is so minimal, it's not funny if you think about it that way. So I'm here to say this week, ladies, I'm here to say to you, why don't you just give yourself a break? What if you just enjoyed the journey more and kept your eyes fixed firmly on what actually matters most to you? Because there'll be a lot of stuff out there that matters more to you than the work you're doing. I can guarantee it. And then you can work out how you can make sure those values are met without actually killing yourself in the process. And by the way, I wanted to say something else here. Perfectionism is, by its very definition, impossible. It cannot be achieved. It's a brittle strategy. And it's much better and a whole heap more fun when we're more relaxed and when we're more flexible and we're more open to challenge and mistakes happening, because we can learn from those too. And I love that concept of the little lemon tree. I love the idea that it was never trying to be perfect from the outset. All those expectations were coming from me. They were never coming from the little tree. So have a think about where and how you're putting way too much pressure on yourself and what that's costing you. whether it's worth it, whether that extra 1% is going to make any difference, because I guarantee you it's not. It would be much better to focus on the outcome and getting the outcome. It doesn't really matter how you get to the outcome, so long as you obviously don't compromise your values along the way and you look after yourself, because without you, we haven't got anything. So listen, I've loved talking about that today. It's a really interesting topic. If you're interested in working with a coach, somebody like me, and you're keen to start thinking about how you might want to change some of your own patterns, because maybe some of the patterns that you're in are really not serving you. You know you're kind of stretching yourself to the limit. You know that you are struggling to create the outcomes that you want, and you know that however you're doing it right now is causing you a lot of grief. I absolutely would love to speak with you. I'd love to help you. I'm all about helping people exceed their own expectations, push themselves up the ladder if that's what they want to do, move into a totally different role, move into a kind of sideways, lateral kind of space, do something completely different. You know, everybody has different objectives. Everybody has different needs, but I'm here to support your total career success, which also means your personal success. Those two things are absolutely intertwined. And I'm going to be putting a link to my calendar into the show notes. So if you would like to book yourself into one of my strategy calls, I have a few of those available each week. They're just 15 minutes. It's like a discovery session where we can find out about each other and connect, see if we've got a good connection, good rapport, see if I can actually help you. And then we can talk further about how we could help you moving forward. So book yourself into one of those spots, grab them while they're there. If there are not any available, you'll just have to wait till next week. And I will see you really, really soon.